sure.
You say it, Jura.
He's an unkind God. Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's an unkind
God. Yes, he is.
You know
he may not come when you want him, but he's there a long time. He's an unkind God. Yes, he is.
He's an unkind God. Yes, he is. But you'll be up in the river, trapped at the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them, and Pharaoh on their track. But out of nowhere, God stepped in and made a highway just like that. The 5,000 souls he fed on the bank of the river, the two fish and five loaves of bread. What a miracle! He spoke of the multitude, and what he did way back then, you do today for me and you.
Amen. Shirley Peoples. Amen. Like that. Shirley Staples. At the Red Sea. Amen. We will have those tapes available. You ain't gonna look at me. So you get me after service.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God.
welcomes our praise. He welcomes our praise. It sounds beautiful to the Lord. And I enjoy here in our choir singing a cappella and enjoying it. Enjoying it. Amen. Happy Mother's Day again.
Amen.
I've sat through so many Father's Day services when the fathers just get their heads cracked. Brothers, know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
The preacher come out and just light up the men. I say, one day,
yeah,
I'm gonna get to preach on Mother's Day.
All right.
Turn it around. Light these women up.
Okay, come on now.
Set them on fire for the Lord. Yes, you know, it's important. I say that in jest, but it's important because women are playing such a large role.
Amen.
In the upbringing of our young people and our children. And unfortunately, the father is absent.
Amen.
From the home. And many of you know I work for the correctional system, and 70% of our institution is populated by African-American men. Our systems, our penal systems are largely populated with African-American men.
Uh-huh.
We only make up 10% of the country, but we make up 60% or 70% of the prison population. And that's a sad thing. But what that tells me is that our women, and when I watch the visitation hall, it's women that are coming out to the prison and visiting their children and their sons, sending them money and food boxes, and it's such an important role that women play. And I want to speak to the women today, to these mothers, and I titled this the Mother's Day Faith. Mother's Day Faith, and I'm the Texas Matthew, St. Matthew. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. St. Matthew chapter 15. Very familiar scripture. Matthew 15. Let's all stand as we read verses 21 through 28. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Amen. Some folks call this the Syrophoenician woman. Matthew calls her the woman of Canaan. Amen. Matthew 15. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answering her, not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the mothers that are here. Father God, we ask right now that you would just bless them, Father God. Use your word, Father God, to speak to their hearts. Use your word, Father God, to teach them the power of focused prayer. Teach them, Father God, that we ought to be focused on Jesus Christ and all we eat, drink, and do. Father God, we pray right now that you would just speak through the word of God and through your man of God truth, so that all of us can go home, Father God, and find our homes blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Mother's Day faith. Mother's Day faith. And when we pick up our text for this morning, we find in verse 21 that Word of God says that Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. He had went into heathen country. Why would our Savior go into heathen country? Let's look and bring everything in context and look at what our Lord was dealing with. He was dealing with the Pharisees whom he came to save, the Jewish people whom he had came to save. And they received him not. In verse 2, we find that he was arguing, or they were arguing with him, because his disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate. And they were saying, well, he has transgressed the law. And the Pharisees were just nitpicking. Nitpicking with the Savior. Nitpicking with the Saviors. And in verse 7, he calls them hypocrites because they refused to honor their mother and fathers. And he called them hypocrites. Verse 7 says, you hypocrites, well did Elias prophesy of you saying that. The Word of God said we ought to honor our mother and fathers. And then he moves down in verse 14, he calls them blind guides. Blind guides, blind leaders. And when the blind leads the blind, they're all going into the ditch. Who you following, church? Who you following? Who you following? So he's dealing with all these things. And then in verse 18, it says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth. Talk about these religious rulers. These were the rulers of that day. Those who should have known the word of God. Listen to what he says. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. The disciples were asking him, what's going on with these people? Why aren't they receiving you? Why are they spitting all this venom at you? And he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In verse 19 he says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. The Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus. They wanted to not only kill Jesus, they wanted to kill Lazarus. They wanted to stop the move of God. That's a sad thing when people of God want to see the move of God stopped. He said, out of the heart proceed evil things. This is the carnal heart he's talking about. Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. He said, these are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defile not a man. They were majoring on the minors. And even our Lord, and we reached verse 21, and he just needed a break from it. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who had all power, he needed a break from it. He needed to go somewhere, and I believe it was a divine appointment to meet this woman of Canaan. So I need to go somewhere. Sometimes you just need to be around someone that's going to bless you. Sometimes you just need to talk to someone that's going to lift you up. Sometimes we surround ourselves with so many negative thinkers. You just see them, they call you on the phone, you see their number, and you just know it's some negativity coming.
Amen.
It's some drama coming. It's some problems coming. It's just, and I ain't talking about saved folks. Saved folks overrun with issues and problems, unfocused, not knowing what the Word of God says. Sometimes we take the Word of God and we believe, oh, we're going to just live a wonderful life. And that's so untrue. That's so unbiblical. And I know some of us, we just think when we come to the Lord, it's going to just be beautiful. And it's just going to be wonderful. But that's not biblical. The Bible says so many times, you guys heard me say it so many times, many, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Psalms 37:16, I believe. And then in 2 Timothy 3:12, he says, all who desire to live godly in Christ shall or must be persecuted. The moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and I say this to those being baptized, the moment you go to school, when Ray goes to school and says, I was baptized yesterday, he immediately is going to be mocked.
Yeah.
He's immediately going to be ridiculed. You believe in that? You believe in that? And Satan wants to condemn all Christians. I believe this, many of us are so undercover. We're so laid back as Christians now. Now most people don't even know we even
Amen.
Are Christians. We don't even want to be known as Christians. It's a shame. We're embarrassed believers. We live in a day we had embarrassed believers. But God is going to introduce us today to a woman who lived in a heathen nation. A nation that was destroyed by the Israelites. Remember talking about Canaan. The Bible says she was a woman of Canaan. Or Cana. Most likely she was a black woman. Cana was the fourth son of Ham.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Nimrod and how powerful they was. But we remember Cana because God said that was the promised land. What great city was in Cana? Jericho. We remember Jericho. Jericho was in the land of Canaan. And God had saved Rahab out of Canaan. Because Rahab had blessed God. Blessed the spies when they came. And she hid them in her roof. And God promised that he was going to save them. So maybe this woman of Canaan knew about Rahab. Verse 22 says, and behold. Pay attention. Watch what God is getting ready to do. It says, behold, a woman of Cana. Let's talk about Cana. Why did God want Cana destroyed? Why did he want Jericho destroyed, Ai destroyed, and all the Gerizzites and the Hebrizzites and all the Zites? He wanted them all destroyed because they were evil. They were evil. They worshiped the God, the fertility God. They worshiped God, the God of the water. They worshiped Moloch, the God of death. We have that going on today. We have folks today. Young people, goths, and wearing all black who worship death. A man was just put in jail for leading someone to commit suicide online. Online, he talked a young girl into committing suicide. And they say he had done it probably 20 to 30 times. People would call him and he would convince them to kill themselves. Death worshippers. And God wanted them destroyed. And remember in Jericho and Achan went in and God had said, don't touch nothing. All this stuff is contaminated.
Amen.
He said, don't touch nothing. Oh, and evil can be so beautiful. Sometimes evil can be so beautiful.
Amen.
And they can see the beautiful robes and the beautiful jewels and all that, and he took it. And it cost him his entire family. God told Joshua, you have sin in the camp. And the Bible teaches that a little leaven the whole lump. God says also, we ought to purge out that leaven. And Joshua was praying. He was on his knees praying. And God said, get off your knees, boy. This is not a time to pray. This is a time for action. Some of us in here got stuff in our lives that's eating us up. Eating us up from the inside out. Then Jesus went fast and then departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. He went into the godless community, forbidden for Israelites to even go into there. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the coast and cried unto him. She started crying. She started pleading. She started screaming out to Jesus from a distance. Some expositors say she might have walked 40 miles to get to where Jesus was at. And she was crying all the way unto him. She was crying unto him. And she came like we're supposed to come. She came like any unsaved person or a person who loves God, rather, has to come to Jesus. She said, have mercy on me. She knew God was a God of mercy. She knew God had showed Jericho mercy by delivering Rahab and her whole family. She knew God was a deliverer. She knew that this Jesus Christ that was going to come was a deliverer. And she said, Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh, somebody in here needs some mercy. Somebody in here needs some mercy. Say, Pastor, what is mercy? Mercy is God not giving us what we deserve. Some of us are getting just what we deserve. And some of us are happy getting just what we deserve. But there's somebody in here is getting what they deserve, but they need mercy. God, I need your mercy. She knew him as a God of mercy. She got Jesus' attention. She got Jesus' attention. When you come to Christ as a merciful God, as the God of mercy, you will get his attention. See, when we got problems with our children and our family, when we come to God, we ask God, have mercy on our families. There's not one person in here that has not been affected by the crime of this day. There's not one person in here who hasn't went to a funeral of a 20-year-old. Or a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old. Not one person. Not one person in here has not been affected by crime. Not one. If you have a security system on your car, it's because you've been affected by crime. Listen to what she says. She said, have mercy on me, O Lord. O Lord. He has to be Lord. You can't come to God any kind of way. You have to come and recognize him as Lord. And he's Lord. He has to be your Lord. And she came to him as Lord. And that wasn't enough. She said, not only that, she said, oh Lord, son of David. She knew something of his messianic prophecy. She knew that Jesus Christ was going to come out of the tribe of David or out of the loins of David. And she made sure that she let him know, I know who you are. I might live in a heathen country, but I know who you are. Women of God today, do you know who he is? Do you know him as Lord? Do you know him as the son of David? And she came to him as Lord, as the son of David. And she said, my daughter. Jesus said in John 10:30 that I and the Father are one. Some of you here sitting next to your mother. You love your mother. What hurts your mother hurts you. When your mother is troubled, you trouble. Amen. Mothers feel the same way. When my daughter is going through, I'm going through. So sad when a mother has to watch a child go through. Watch a child go through a divorce. to watch a child abused. The mother hurts. This woman came to Jesus, not for herself. She said, have mercy on me, because what's happening to my daughter is killing me. Some of us in here are killing our mothers by not being what we ought to be. When the daughter's out all night, the mother's up all night. When the daughter gets in a relationship with an abusive man, the mother's in a relationship with an abusive man.
Amen.
When the daughter come home with a black eye, the mother has a black eye. She said, have mercy on me. O Lord, thou son of David. I know you got all power. I know you can do all things. She said, my daughter is vexed with the devil. That's not what she said. She said, my daughter is grievously. That means she is overwhelmed by this thing. She is overcome by this thing. This thing is just tearing her apart. And if you don't do something, this thing is going to kill her. My daughter is on a deathbed. She's dying. This devil is killing her. This was a discerning woman. See, some saints don't believe in devils. Some folks don't believe in demons and demonic spirits. Some Christian folks just don't believe in devils. Some Christian folks just don't believe there's a real devil. Jesus said there's a real devil. Jesus was carried out into the wilderness and tormented 40 days by a devil. The devil offered Jesus the whole world if he would just compromise. This woman believed in a devil. And she said, not only was my daughter grievously vexed, and that word vexed means that thing had her. It was tossing her and turning her. She had no peace. The Bible in 2 Peter says, righteous Lot was vexed by the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Some of us are vexed. Some of us are forced to work around folks in our workplace to just cuss and swear and lie and steal. We just have to listen to it. And when we leave, sometimes we leave that environment, our souls are just beaten down and worn down. And it ought to drive us to the Lord. It ought to carry, it ought to make us want to hear some praise music. It ought to want to make us study our Bibles and be around other believers.
Amen.
When you're vexed by a devil, the last folks you want to be around is devil folks. This is what she says. This is what Jesus says in verse 23. He says, but he answered her not a word. This woman's prayer request was so powerful. This lady's prayer request was so powerful. So penetrating. So sincere. So faithful. That Jesus Christ was speechless. Anybody ever prayed a prayer that left Jesus Christ speechless? Just nothing speechless. Jesus didn't say nothing. After being with his own people, the people that he came to die for, they wanted him out. They called him all kind of names. They wanted to kill him. Now he goes into heathen land, and here's a woman with a face that left him speechless. Do we even know how to pray a prayer that would leave Jesus speechless? Most of our prayers, sound like medical reports. Elbows, hips, shoulders, back, feet. Need some money. Need a man. Need a woman. My this, my that. All self-centered. Here's a woman saying, have mercy on me. And she's praying for her daughter who's grievously vexed with a devil. You're going to get Jesus' attention when you pray like that. You're going to get Jesus' attention. But he answered her not a word. And listen, his disciples came, verse 23, and they besought him. They wanted to get him away because they knew that these folks was contaminated. But we letting our young people hang around folks that's contaminated. Some of the shows that these young people watch on TV are just contaminating our children. South Park. Some of this mess. iCarly. Our young boys, our young black boys, so infatuated with these young white girls running around here, they just messed up. 10, 11, 12-year-old kids on TV kissing. Kissing kids. Tell my kids, turn that mess off. I don't want to see no 12-year-old kids kissing. Listen. They knew that this stuff was contaminated. The disciples trying to protect Jesus. Don't beat them up. They trying to protect Jesus. They besought him. They came and said, send her away. She come from Canaan. She's a devil worshiper. She's a devil worshiper. What did she do? What did she do? They said, send her away. But what did she do? She kept crying. She was focused. Somebody said it today. I don't know who said it, but she was focused on Jesus Christ. See, nothing was going to stop her from getting to Jesus. Now, some of us would have quit right there. As soon as the disciples came, they would have quit. She knew something about James' faith. Listen to James' faith. James' faith. It's James 1:3. Listen to what it said. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. She knew something about that. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, not wanting anything or not wanting nothing. She knew something about James' faith. She just hung right in there. She said, I'm not moving till I get blessed. I'm not moving till I get blessed. Some of the first sign of trouble, we pack it up. First time we come to church, some first person offend us. Uh-oh. Hear what she said. Hear what he said. The pastor didn't acknowledge me. And they pack it up. This is what she said. This is what she did. They said, send her away, for she cried after us. Now, she wasn't crying after y'all. She was crying unto Jesus. She was crying unto Jesus. But he answered her. Second time he's going to deny her. But he answered her and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus was basically saying, I've only come to save the Hebrews, the Jews. I'm the God of the Jews. Know what she said? She said, Jesus, I know that. I know I have nothing to offer you. I know I'm not keeping the law. I know I'm from the people that you condemned. I know I should be dead. I know I shouldn't be in your sight. She knew that. Listen what she said. Verse 25. Then she came and worshiped him. She had a one-track mind. She had a one-track mind and she wasn't moving. She had a one-track mind. He said, God is stripping her. Notice that God is stripping her. Before God can clothe any of us in his righteousness, he's got to strip us. See, we don't want to be stripped. See, we want to be like the rich young ruler. We want to bring all our stuff to Jesus. This is why some folks can't get saved. Because they can't give up nothing. What about all my stuff? It's just stuff. Paul said, all my righteousness is as filthy rags or dung. See, we don't want to get stripped.
See, we don't want to get stripped. See, we go to the dentist, before that dentist can feel that tooth, he got to strip it. Oh, and there ain't nothing fun about it. He got to strip it, all that sound and all, and you just hate it. But like my dentist say, ain't no use crying, big boy. I can't feel it till I clean it all the way out. And some of us can't get filled. Because we got too much junk. We got too much mess. We can't get filled. And if you can't get filled, you can't get blessed. Some of us want to be blessed, but you don't want to be filled. Can't get filled because we don't want to be cleaned up. What about all these clothes I got? Get some new clothes. I just bought all this stuff. Let's get stripped. I watch Deacon Nell strip these floors before he could polish them up. They look good, but he couldn't just pour that polish on them. He had to strip them. He had to get down on his hands and knees and strip the floors. And then he put the wax on. And then after he put the wax on, he sealed it. See, before God can wax us up and seal us, he got to strip us. Listen to verse 24. And he answered her and said, I'm not sent for you. Didn't even move her. She just looking at him. And then what she did? She came and she worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Now Mark 7:25 has this same text. And it says this. She came and fell at his feet. That's worship. She fell at his feet. And she said, listen, I know all that. I know I'm a dog. I know what you're getting ready to tell me. I know that. But I need help. I need some mercy. I need your grace. Now he talked to her a third time. Verse 26. And he answered her again. He answered her and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. I see some of y'all have a problem with being called a dog. Oh, that would have did it. See, Jesus is testing her. Oh, you call me a dog. I'm out of here. I'll get my blessing somewhere else. Good luck. Listen. He said, but he answered her and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. She said, verse 27, she said, I know that. That's true. When you fix a meal, you don't feed the dogs first. Okay? You don't feed the dogs first. That's what she's saying. She said, truth, verse 27, truth. But did she come right back? Lord. Now, she called him Lord several times. I didn't count them, but she called him Lord at least three times. She called him Lord in 22. She called him Lord in 25. And here she called him Lord again. She never stopped calling him Lord. He has to be your Lord. And she said, truth, Lord. Yet, the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. See, a good dog will have a master. Oh, see, she's coming at it. She saw how submissive she was. And I know that's a dirty word now. Submissive. Pastor Oprah don't talk about being submissive. We women today, we don't want to talk about being submissive. That's a bad word. I don't even like to touch it. Submissive. Want to hear that word. That's a dirty word, submissive. Yep. Wives, submit unto your husband as unto the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Ephesians 5. Yes. Leave that alone. Sarah called Abraham Lord. She called him Lord. She was submissive. She's calling him Lord. He's calling Jesus Lord. She said, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She needed a master. It's a good thing to have a master. It's a good thing to have a master. You don't have to make all the decisions. You got a master. got a master. And he gave you a playbook. Listen to what she says. And Jesus answered her. And Jesus answered and said unto her. He had to answer this. When you come to the Lord like this, you won't get an answer. Some of us pray 5 minutes. The phone is ringing. We got the TV on. And we pray. She was focused on one thing. I want my daughter delivered from this demon. I know some of us in here, we got children that are demonically possessed. When our children start taking in these chemicals and different things, they become possessed with that thing. I know that's right. I done buried a few. Inmates, heroin addicts, I never knew nothing about it until I started working at a prison. You get hooked on heroin, and let me tell you something. You come to prison, stay 3 years, and you clean yourself up. And they'd call me. One lady went home 18 hours. OD'd. And they OD'd all over Youngstown. They OD'd all over Youngstown. And the mothers don't know how to pray. The fathers don't know how to pray. The mothers don't know how to pray. We don't give up on the Lord. We talk Pastor Phil. Pastor Oprah. We got the playbook. We got the method right here. God has given us the example. You want me to bless you? It's too bad we don't believe in the Bible no more. It's just too bad. We don't believe in the Word of God. This is what Jesus said in verse 20. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to close. I know it's Mother's Day. I know we got some reservations. Look at verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her. This is the fourth time he spoke to this woman. O woman, great is thy faith. Great is thy faith. What is faith? Preacher, what is faith? Faith is substance. Some folks think faith is just something floating around in the atmosphere. No, faith is substance. It's something you can stand on. It's something you can build on. Paul said in Hebrew, faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen. And God is getting ready to bless her faith because God said her faith is great. Be it unto thee even as thy will. Listen, he said, whatever you ask, because you know how to ask. Sometimes God said in our prayers, we ask amiss. That's why we don't get our prayer answered. We don't get our prayers answered because we're praying for the wrong things. God told Solomon, he said, Solomon, ask me anything you want. Anything you want. Couldn't do that. Couldn't do that in here. Parking lot full of Lexus. Yeah, helicopter out there. Helicopters, yachts. Nobody be in church a whole day like today. Everybody be on the lake. But he said, Solomon, ask me anything you want. Anything. And Saul would say, God, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to guide your people. Give me wisdom to lead your people. And God blessed them. And then he acknowledged Solomon. He said, for Solomon didn't ask for the blood of his enemies. Some of us would have somebody killed. Somebody would use a blessing to have somebody killed. Oh, that joker ain't paid no child support in 2 years. Well, how would you use your blessing? How would you use your blessing today? If God said, I'm going to bless you today, how would you use your blessing? Think about that. What would you use it on? It's quiet. Would it be godly? Would you use it on a child, a daughter who's vexed with a demon? See, we don't understand that. Some of us don't believe our children are vexed with demons. Some of us are, they're just growing up. They're going through puberty. No, they're not. That little rascal is vexed with a devil. Oh, they're just going through menstrual. They're starting their period. No. She got a devil in her. I went through the same thing. She's just like her mom. Mama, maybe you've been delivered. Verse 28. That's that close. And her daughter was made whole. Mark's gospel says her daughter, she went home and found her daughter laying in bed. She wasn't wrestling and fighting. She wasn't going through what she was going through. She was laid in her right mind. I have 10 things. I'm going to close. Real quick. 10 things about this woman's faith that we should all be able to incorporate. Men and women. This is just for women. For men and women. This woman was desperate. Mm-hmm. Are your prayers desperate? And remember, the pastor get cut first. Because I got some folk in my life I need to see God deliver. I got some folk in my life, some loved ones. I got a daughter. I need some folk in my life delivered. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. And this service here, this sermon here, tested me. Am I desperate? The second thing, she was humble. She was humble. She was humble. She was called a dog. And really, without Christ, that's an upgrade for most of us. Being called a dog is almost cool anymore. What's up, dog? Little Bow Wow. See, when we was unsaved, being called a dog was an upgrade. Being without Christ, listen, she was positive. She was positive. She turned a negative situation into a positive situation. How did she do it? By focusing on Christ. So if you're in a negative situation, just focus on Christ. Don't focus on the problems. Focus on Christ. God will be blessing us all around our lives, all over our lives, everything, jobs. We have one little issue. And it gets all of our attention. Focus on Christ. She was submissive. She was submissive. I know I used that word before, but she didn't have no problem being submissive. Some of us have a problem being submissive to anything. Anybody. We can't even follow rules at work. I'm watching folks lose their jobs every day. Can't follow the rules. $50,000, $60,000 job just in the last 2 weeks. Two folks making $80,000. Just can't follow the rules. I know the economy ain't turned around like that. There ain't a whole lot of $80,000 a year jobs out there. And just can't follow the rules. Then this is the fifth thing. She was trusting. She was trusting. She said, whatever. Lord, whatever. I just need to be blessed. She was persuasive. She was persuasive. No empty emotions. No silliness. No game plan. She was not only desperate, she was persuasive. See, sometimes God just wants to see how desperate we are, how persuasive we are, how bad we need this blessing. She knew that a crumb of God's grace was enough to deliver her daughter. She knew, like the woman with the issue of blood, she didn't have to grab Jesus by the collar. She said, if I could just touch the hem, I mean the hem of his garment. I mean down at the bottom. So she was on her face. She couldn't have got in his face anyway. She was so, that woman was so humble, and God delivered her. The Bible says she dried right up. And then God said, who touched me? She was selfless. She was selfless. She wasn't coming to Jesus for herself. She was coming on behalf of her daughter. That's something. How do we pray for our children? How do we pray for our children? Because it could be just a matter of one decision that child make to turn their life around. One place she go to is somebody put something in her drink and mess her up. One hit of marijuana laced with something could just mess them up. We need to be selfish in our prayers. Listen, number 8, I got 2 more. She was Christ focused. She didn't come to the apostles. She didn't go to the Virgin Mary. She didn't go to the bishop. She came to the Lord. She came to the Lord. See, the veil of the temple was ripped from top to bottom that made a way for us. We don't have to learn to call the pastor. You get down on your face and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. She was discerning. She was discerning. She knew that she was in a battle. She knew that Satan was up against her. You know what? Being saved in a heathen nation. Could you imagine? This woman knew the Lord. In a country that didn't honor the Lord. She was constantly ridiculed. Because she knew the Lord. Yeah. All those who desire to live godly will be persecuted. But she was discerning. She knew the devil was real. She knew the devil was real. She knew this wasn't no fad. This wasn't no passing fancy. She knew if her child wasn't delivered, the devil was going to destroy her. Some of our children don't even have a chance. They don't even have a chance. I watch him. I know I talk about the prison a lot. I watch him up on the door, 18. They giving him life. Ain't no voice for our young girls to marry. That's the job of the enemy. Lesbianism is on the rise. Everywhere you look, women kissing. They gonna kiss somebody. We need to be praying for these boys. Girl on girl, there ain't no men around. Look around. And the men that are around don't want to be with a woman. And the ones that don't want to be a woman, there's so many women, they don't want to settle down to be with one. Why be with one? I can be with five. So we can't commit, because I got too many women. Then you got some that don't want women. Then the rest don't got jobs, and the women don't want them. I know that's the truth. She was discerning. Number 10, she was prompt. There was no procrastinating here. There was no procrastination. She found out that Jesus was in town, and she dropped everything. And she got to Jesus. She knew he wasn't going to stay in the heathen land. Somebody told her, you know, Jesus is in town. That Jesus you talk about all the time, go see him. Maybe he'll deliver your daughter. I can imagine her being mocked. Go see him. And she said, I sure am. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to see Jesus. And then when she came home, the word of God says when she came home, she found her daughter lying in bed in a right mind, delivered, made whole. We need to get to Jesus. We need to get to Jesus.
We need to get to Jesus. The Bible says today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. The Spirit of God is in the room. The Spirit of God is in the room. And somebody can be delivered today. And somebody can be saved today. Somebody can walk away from some mess today. Somebody can walk away from some mess today. You know what? I need to walk away from some mess. I need to stop this stuff. It's just a matter of time before I get caught. I need to stop this stuff. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for mothers today. Thank you for this Canaanite mother, Father God, who had the gumption, who had the boldness, who had the strength to approach you with her issues. She needed mercy, Father God. And there's folk in here today, Father God, that need your mercy. But some of us in here so haughty, so full of pride, so arrogant, we just cannot humble ourselves to say, Lord, save me a sinner. So prideful. Let them know, Father God, that hell is full of prideful people.
Amen.
It's full of folks that don't believe they need Jesus. Let them know, Father God. Everybody in hell, Father God, believe in Jesus Christ. That's the rich man. That's the rich fool. Father God, we pray right now for some lost soul today. On this Mother's Day. Let some lost soul, maybe not in this church, Father God, but I know your word, you say your word will not return, boy. Father God, let maybe the church down the road. Let a son or a daughter bless their mother. Not with flowers, not with candy, not with a dinner. Let them bless their mother by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord. Now let me mother know when I pass away and gone to heaven, I will see you again. Oh, that's the greatest mother's gift there is. That to know I'll spend all this time on earth with you, mommy. But when I get the glory, we'll spend all eternity together. Hallelujah. 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 Save a soul today, Father God. Save a soul today. In Jesus' name I pray, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church are open.